The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we have this right here, a little unexpected, maybe not, but Kanye has been single for a minute now, ever since Kim filed for divorce in February. And this is the first time we've seen him dating someone, and apparently it's supermodel Irina Shayk. And this was something that was actually first started getting talked about a couple weeks ago as just rumor, right? Gossip mill rumor that Kanye and Irina were spotted together, but now here we are 2 weeks later and they're spotted together again, and this time the paparazzi's got the photographs, and it seems like through the normal process of word getting out from sources that the two are seeing each other. And TMZ had the original story just saying that they were seen together on Kanye's birthday, which was June 8th, which was yesterday, which is kind of 2 days ago now, but and that they were spotted walking around France, and they were with a couple friends, but also by themselves. And that was kind of it. The article was thin on details. But there was this story that just happened later today after all this came out, which was Kanye West and Irina Shayk, whirlwind romance back on U.S. soil. So the two flew from France back to the United States together on the same plane. You can see Kanye covering his face, looking like his arm just isn't working anymore. It's just a non-functioning arm, and wearing these sweet shoes with the blue bottom. And Irina carrying a lunchbox, looking like she's going to a school or a construction site, you know, carrying her box of lunch. But they came back to the States and said the shots of Ye and Irina touching down Wednesday at the Teterboro Airport in New Jersey, where they exited the same private plane, seemingly trying to stagger their departures to make it seem like they weren't with each other. Sorry, kids, the cat's out the bag. Which, okay, so they flew back to New Jersey together, which may be going to New York, spending time there. I mean, we know that Kanye's home base, or for most of 2021, Kanye has been in Los Angeles and at this green tile studio, right? That everybody keeps sharing pictures about on social media and on WhatsApp ever, but I don't know if Kanye's spending time in New York as well. He is a man of the world, right? But you can see more of the pictures of them in France. Actually, I brought this up here. So this Lillian person had some of the photos here, just Kanye and Irina walking, Kanye and Irina walking, Kanye and Irina walking. You can see that Kanye smile, right? He looks happy. And he's kind of have that Yeezus vibes with the all black and the chain. And that's them again. So not very good shots, right? But you just kind of see him out and about. The interesting thing was that all the outlets, right? Like all the news outlets were sharing that it was just Kanye and Irina, and you were seeing, oh, I'm trying to cover it up on my screen, but that doesn't do anything. You were just seeing this shot, like right here, of the two of them. But 88 Keys, musician, producer that's worked with Kanye a lot, especially back in that Yeezus era, was with them. And they would just crop him out of the photo all the time because the story is that it's Kanye and Irina, right? So you want to just show them to amplify the visual that they're a couple, when actually there were multiple other people around. And TMZ noted that there were other people, but you can even see here, it's Ricardo Tisci, 88 Keys, and Kanye and Irina. So there's definitely, it wasn't just all romance all the time. They're leaving together there, right? And obviously they flew back together. So this isn't me trying to like say, oh no, maybe they're not dating. See, it's just friends. No, they probably are dating, but it's just funny how the media will isolate an image and crop it just to reinforce the narrative with this visual, right? Rather than just being like, here's Kanye and Irina with friends. It's like, no, here's only Kanye and Irina. Anyway, so you have that. And then, yeah, Michelle shared this photo. It's just Kanye drinking tea, right? He's just there drinking some tea, looking out, being like, who's photographing me right now, drinking this tea, like a little mini cup in his hand. But then going back to some of the history between Kanye and Irina, you can see here from the Power video back in 2010, right? Which is this amazing video that's using very much this like Roman, Greek, god-like iconography with the camera zooming out and showing all these figures. It's very mythological. But Irina is down here wearing the wings that we go on to see in the Power movie. I actually never noticed the Phoenix wings before until like right this moment. That's interesting. But Kanye wearing that giant necklace as well, that's very Egyptian. But she was in this video right there. So this is 2010. And then you may remember the song Christian Dior Denim Flow, which the Good Friday tracks still need to release to streaming. It's a shame that they are such a hidden gem in Kanye's discography that a ton of Kanye fans may not even know they exist or may have never heard them. But Christian Dior Denim Flow is absolutely one of the best. Oh, and earlier In Touch was writing an article about this reference and they called it Calvin Klein Denim Flow. They just tweeted it, like, Kanye in the song Calvin Klein Denim Flow. Are you kidding me? Calvin Klein Denim Flow? Amazing. But Christian Dior Denim Flow down here, you can see he starts listing off, well, I mean, the whole verse, he's listing off names. Like, I'm in my Christian Dior with Veronica Webb, Naomi Lenore, Chanel, Lenore? Yeah. Cecily Lopez, Arlena Sosa, Salida Ebanks, who actually was the Phoenix in the Power movie. Grew up on Mobb Deep and speak that Jordan Dunn language. Make a phone call out to Joan Smalls. I wonder how it feel in Laura Stone walls. Jessica Gomes, y'all, I would damage her. And see if Jessica Stam got the stamina. So it's starting to turn kind of like late nights in terms of the content, you could say euphemistically. But then he starts getting down with these models, right? Coco Rocha, Kate Mimosa, Alessandra Ambrosia, Anja Rubik, and Olga Karolinko. Tennis, right? Tell her I'm very single. Like, just making that right rhyme. Karolinko, very single. Abby Lee, too. I'm a freak, boo. I'm wilding. I'm on 1,000. I want to see Irina shake next to Doutzen. Doutzen? Doutzen's another model, right? So it's just like, I want to see Irina shake next to Doutzen. Like, I want to see these two standing next to each other. But then I also want to see Irina shake, like move, dance, something else next to Doutzen. So like those two together, maybe getting a little freaky is what Kanye's suggesting there. So that was the reference in the song, which was a little explicit, you know? So you have that. And then Page Six has actually a good article, which is something I never thought I would say. That's weird. Those words just actually come out of my mouth. Anyway, they have a good article that's about the fashion relationship between Irina and Kanye. You can see here, this was Irina modeling Kanye's fashion line before Yeezy back in 2012, when people were still not that high on Kanye as a designer. A lot of these clothes from his initial pre-Yeezy shows were getting panned, which I still think, looking back, I like them, which I am a little bit of a homer. I am biased a bit in that case, but I always thought the clothes were cool. But you can see here that this was from 2012, of course, in 2010 for the Power video, and then 2010 for the Christian Dior Denim Flow. And then she also did something, I think. Maybe not. Maybe that was the only time she modeled them. But then she's worn Kanye's fashion. And then recently, just in April, she wore the DMX shirts that Kanye co-released with Balenciaga. I don't know if Kanye had anything to do with the design or if he just commissioned it, but it was definitely something that his name was attached to. And you see Irina wearing it, which I don't know if this was the thing that kind of like kicked it off, which Kanye saw it and was just like, yo, hey, like, thank you for wearing the shirt. How have you been? I am single. And things kind of went from there. Irina's dating history, in case anyone's curious, did she date Ronaldo? I should have looked that up. But she was definitely, I think, married at some point to Bradley Cooper, has a child with Bradley Cooper, but the two of them ended up breaking it off. So she has been single as well. But Kanye and Irina are both friends with Riccardo Tisci, famed and iconic fashion designer. So that's another connection between the two of them, right? Dating back years. So it seems that maybe he could have played a middle ground in reuniting the two. And of course, he was in France with them just for Kanye's birthday. So that's where we're at, seeing the two of them back in New Jersey, New York. So we'll see how this follows up, right? Is this just something short term? Is it something that got blown out of proportion? Is this the start of a new romance that we'll be seeing the two of them together more and more? Who knows? But I think, you know, we're seeing a new chapter in Kanye's life, which, I mean, it's sad that the previous one's ending, right? Endings are always pretty sad, but it's also exciting to see Kanye on to the next thing. I mean, Kanye's one of the most exciting people of the 21st century. So to see whatever he does next in response to the highs and lows that come his way in life, I think is an exciting thing for all of us to get to witness and follow along with. So that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people really like, and they show it to others who hopefully like it as well. And that's how we grow, get more revenue, and all of that stuff. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, which, you know, is pretty good. It'll forever change the way that you listen to Kanye's music. We do deep dives, line by line, lit narrative and thematic explanations. Our newest episode's Drunken Hot Girls, as we go through Graduation 2.0. So if you've always thought Drunken Hot Girls is the worst Kanye song, let us try to convince you that it is not and is actually a great song. You can find out why going to Apple, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts. Soon, Facebook, you'll be able to find it there, which is weird. But we have that. We have the current season of Dissect we co-wrote, which is almost coming to an end. The Bound 2 episode just came out, and we have a couple more things that we're doing. We're actually going to be doing an interview with Cole next week, so you can check that out. And then we have our movie website, Film Colossus, where we explain movie endings and themes. So if you have questions about Fight Club, No Country for Old Men, what, The Wailing, Perfect Blue is the new one. What's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio on the island? Shutter Island. That one, if you see movies like that, The Lobster, I explain the endings, Travis explains endings, and you'll learn a lot. So that's it. Until next time, stay wavy, and please, please, please keep it loopy.